First in the morning, SAFM Sunrise with Stephen Grootes.
Well, there was confirmation yesterday that the Economic Development MEC in KwaZulu-Natal, Ravi Pillay, has now resigned. Of course, as you know, a new premier, Nomusa Dube Mgube, was sworn in. The previous premier, Sikhala Zikalala, also resigned. I thought it might be important just to check in and find out what is going on. Well, Ravi Pillay is on the line now. Mr. Pillay, good morning and thank you for your time.
Good morning, Stephen, and good morning to your listeners.
Why have you decided to resign?
Well, it was a meeting. It was a decision in consultation with the leadership, as is would be normal. The leadership consults with different stakeholders, and we had such a meeting. We discussed the political context. We discussed the post-conference dynamics, and I think implied in that was that the new leadership would have, it's correct that they should have a significant representation in the Provincial Executive Council, and that would mean changes. And so we had a very mature discussion about that, and agreed in the context of the work that I had done, despite any changes that would happen, that the institutional memory, if I can put it that way, and the experience must still be put to some use in furthering the program of the ANC, but that would not necessarily be as part of the Provincial Executive Council. I think in addition, there was a practical logistical issue that there needed to be a vacancy in the legislature to accommodate new members, and it's in that context it was agreed that I would resign. Let me emphasize, I remain a disciplined member of the ANC that's going to contribute to the implementation of its program.
So basically, and I mean, I don't want to be horrible about this, but you were asked to make way. I mean, it happens in politics, doesn't it?
No, absolutely. And but as I say, it was in consultation in the context of the political dynamics that we find ourselves. But that does not detract from the importance of the task that remain and the duty of all members to contribute to its implementation.
Sure. How do you view the change of leadership in the ANC? I mean, Sikhala Zikalala's gone. There's a new premier. There's a new leader and in Sibanye-Stephen Duma. Are you expecting there to be big changes in the way the province is governed? I mean, there's sort of 20 months probably until the next provincial election.
Well, Stephen, I think you must always expect change if you are part of any democratic organization that's quite dynamic in the context in which we find ourselves in the country as a whole, and probably more specifically in KwaZulu-Natal. I don't think there'll be changes in the program. It's the energy and drive that needs to be put into implementation that's going to count, and the extent to which the leadership unites not only the ANC, but society as a whole in KwaZulu-Natal. And I think we all agree there's a lot of work outstanding there. So I would expect that there's a generational change. It's a part of a generational change. So there might be difference in style and approach, but the content of the program should be largely the same.
I would like to ask about social cohesion. So it's a big issue in KwaZulu-Natal after the violence, and we all remember what happened in Phoenix last year, and about the relationships between people, and I'll use for a moment the sort of old apartheid designations, black, Indian, coloured and white. As I understand it, after the last ANC election in KwaZulu-Natal, there's not one person in the Provincial Executive Committee who comes from the minority groups. And in fact, no member of the minority groups was even nominated for a position on the PEC. To put it in perhaps more blunter terms, there's no longer anyone from the Indian community in KwaZulu-Natal in the provincial leadership of the ANC in KwaZulu-Natal. Can I ask Mr. Pillay how you feel about that? Is that maybe a bit disappointing? I know President Thabo Mbeki was talking about social cohesion just 2 weeks ago.
No, it's a matter of concern. It's not a new phenomenon. I think the document of the ANC for several conferences now has been lamenting, I think, what we would call a retreat on non-racialism. In fairness to the new leadership, it was the subject of our discussion, and we agreed that must receive priority attention. There are different instruments by which that could be achieved. But it can't be about an individual. It can't be an individual being there and therefore representing a fundamental sense of social coherence or social cohesion. So the program on nation building, on social cohesion, remains quite critical. And as I say, in our engagement with the new leadership, we agreed that that must remain and become more of a focus as a priority area for attention. It's not an easy matter. It requires, as I said, firstly, a unity of purpose. It requires an effective, consistent plan, and the commitment will be tested by the extent to which it is, in fact, implemented, not just at the highest levels of leadership, but going down to society, the nature and structure of our branches, which I'm sure would have been a subject of conversation with President Thabo Mbeki, whom the leadership met recently. So yes, that remains a key task. I think there are lots of formations in the province who would be keen to participate, and we must be able to mobilize and galvanize that good faith and energy that's out there.
So, and I mean, I don't want to get too personal about this, but it's not one of the reasons you're leaving, right?
I beg your pardon?
It's not one of the reasons that you're leaving, that you decided to resign.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I think, as I said, it would not be correct to personalize that particular issue. Stephen, I think you must be frank. I'm not a spring chicken any longer. I've been around a bit, and it's time to make way for younger people. But the principle of what you are talking remains an important priority. So whether in government or out of government, my activism on that front will remain.
Thank you very much indeed, Ravi Pillay. I really appreciate the fact not everyone will come and speak to radio after they've resigned, especially in sort of in complex circumstances. But I really appreciate it. Thank you very much indeed. Ravi Pillay is the former MEC for Economic Development and Tourism in KwaZulu-Natal. We'll take your calls 011-714-2006, 16 minutes after 8.